Young entrepreneur Henry Ford has created a new kind of car, but in order to sell it, he needs to get permission from the Association of Licensed Automobile Manufacturers, also known as ALEM. ALEM owns the patent on the automobile, giving them complete control over who can manufacture and sell cars. They are, in a sense, a giant car monopoly. And Ford's future now rests in their hands.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ford is hopeful he'll be approved by ALEM, allowing him to start his own business and to pursue his dream for the future of the car industry.
When Ford entered the automobile business, people didn't drive their own cars. They had drivers. And so cars were seen as this luxury item. Ford's insight was that cars could be an everyday item. They could be very utilitarian, so that it was within the reach of ordinary people.
Ford has spent years developing his car for the common man. He builds his first model at the age of 33 and calls it the quadricycle. But the vehicle is expensive to produce and prone to breaking down. Ford's second attempt, the Model A, is much more suited to the needs of modern America. But he can't begin selling it without permission from ALEM.